Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayden Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to The Brayden Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and subscribe to my YouTube page at BSURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show, at BSURP show. Now, let's get into the show. Mad at the mouse. That damn mouse.
What did the mouse do
this time?
Brayden Super Nut this time.
Well, stupid mouse. The stupid mouse decided to make our game 2 weeks ago for this Saturday at 11 in the morning, the TCU game, which means I can now no longer attend said game.
Yeah.
Which is irritating.
Well,
it's irritating.
No, hold on. You can no longer attend because you did not want to take a layover flight in Atlanta, fly back to Dallas.
That became, well, we were going to do that, and then it became $1,000. So no. No, I don't want to spend $1,000.
I understand that.
I don't want to spend $1,000 to fly to Atlanta on Friday night.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Have a 2-hour layover in Atlanta and then fly to Dallas and get there at 8:38 in the morning to watch them play Baylor.
I withdraw my objection.
Unless you got $1,000 laying around, you're just going to throw my way.
I barely have 1,000 pennies laying around, dude.
That's rough.
Let alone dollars.
Let alone dollars. They have, you can have dollars that many. You can have many of them.
I know, right?
I didn't know you can have that many.
I've only seen that many doll hairs before.
But then, makes it worse. TCU is unveiling brand new helmets this weekend. I hate that mouse.
So do I. However,
he has his moments.
However, that mouse.
The mouse has his moments. When it comes to his sports entities that he owns, I dislike the mouse. There's some other things I dislike about the mouse too. But now I'm extra mad at the mouse.
That mouse allowed me to watch the Islanders go 0-3 to start the year this morning.
Anaheim Ducks won.
That's good. That does.
They brought the duck back. Have you seen the duck when they win?
Yes.
They put him on the little drum.
Yep.
7-6 victory in overtime.
I believe the Quackers play tonight, do they not?
They might. They're 1-1 to start the year. Goals did well on Friday.
They spanked Coachella Valley.
How about that?
5-0.
Aztecs did very well over the weekend, too. We haven't had time to talk about them. That was going to be like our first hour of the show.
Oh, and we had our first ever over the weekend, I believe it was on Saturday, we had our first ever, speaking of hockey, our first ever Ice Age game. The Mammoth
beat the Predators
3-2 in overtime
to take the first ever Ice Age game.
There you go. Go Aztecs. Frog hating on a mouse. Yep. Yeah, I am. I am hating on the mouse. I'm hating on the Frog, too, for the lackluster, undisciplined, underprepared performance that I've seen too many times in the middle of the season. I mean, this is like the typical... I told Ron and LaMesa they're not going to be able to win because they don't win there. And they're ill-prepared. And they were ill-prepared again. Now, I don't think Sonny Dykes is not a good coach because he's a good family man. That's insane. That is insane. I got to read that. I got to read that before we get to the sports thread, and we're going to talk more about the Mike Schilt deal. I have to read how dumb this is.
We'll get to Penn State football tomorrow. We're doing a lot of things tomorrow.
I'm going to tell you right now, TCU football fans all want James Franklin to be their head coach now all of a sudden. This was written on a TCU message board today.
Hold on. Let me get my...
This is crazy.
God, I hate this.
Let's look at Frank's reaction.
Here we go. I'm ready.
Quote, Sonny is too good of a husband and father, .. and not good enough of a football coach. Good guys aren't good football coaches. I want my football coach divorced and estranged from his family, eating, drinking, breathing football, watching film every night until 3 a.m. Our football program is what happens when a present husband and father also tries to run a football team. Something has to give. You can't be a good family man and have a good football team. Just not possible. Sonny, go enjoy your family. TCU, go find a new football coach. I'm sorry. What? Are you kidding me? That is insane. That is crazy. That wins. We might have to have a new segment on the show, Frank. That is called Message Board Idiot of the Day. Cole Brooks. I mean, he's got a point. If you point to Urban Meyer, come on. Come on. Brutal. Absolutely brutal. It was a terrible football weekend. I mean, just every one of my teams lost in like the same way. It was just so frustrating.
And also,
I was ready to throw stuff.
I had mentioned before the show, remember Friday how I said I got very upset that I did not wear my Olympian class ring?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't wear it the week before because they were on bye.
Right.
So, didn't bother wearing it. I believe they're on bye this week as well.
They only have one bye. You don't have multiple byes.
Oh, well then.
You better find out who they're playing then.
Then I'm stupid. They're playing one of the South Bay teams.
I think that was like more than half of their schedule.
Yeah. They're actually playing at home for the first time in seemingly forever.
You going?
I'm going this Friday. I did find a link, though, between me not wearing my class ring and a losing team.
Mm-hmm.
It's not linked to Olympian.
It might be linked to us, actually.
Olympian spanked Castle Park. The last 2 weeks, how has Cathedral Catholic done?
Terrible. That was the most embarrassing loss
in our
school's history. On Friday, I wanted to scream, but I got yelled at by parents, so I guess I get to deal with that. It's part of the territory.
Which is about the same thing.
We had parents saying that how much we suck as a staff, and it's just like, I mean, I try my best every week. I don't get paid a lot to do the job. I try to support my high school, and it is what it is.
Didn't most of your starters also get hurt up at De La Salle?
We had 15 starters out.
So you played
Friday.
So you played Point Loma with a backup team, effectively.
We also don't have a backup quarterback. Our safety had to play quarterback. Defense played well.
That's funny. There
defense
was another school
well.
That had to do that too.
Yeah.
Hold on.
We started the second half having to kick from our own 12-yard line because of penalties at halftime. We had a penalty. Arguing a non-pass interference call, and we got penalized because we were, quote, on the field at halftime. It was the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. The dumbest thing I'd ever heard in my life. It was brutal.
By the way, breaking away from this for just a second, a friend of mine a personal friend of mine, lives in Myrtle Beach, just welcomed his third kid into the world.
Congratulations.
So congratulations.
Well, that's better
there.
Than the other news that you usually drop of somebody dying.
I just saw the picture now, sent it 5 minutes ago. Congratulations on welcoming your third youngin into the world.
Yeah. I'm so sickened by the loss that we had on Friday. I'm never not going to be sickened by that loss. Sickened by how poorly we played.
Not as sick as one of the spectators.
And then I had to watch TCU do the exact same thing on Saturday.
Not as sickened as one of the spectators for Texas A&M.
But that's the thing, like, what people don't understand, it's like, you know, nobody ever calls to congratulate me if we win. Nobody. Nothing. Because nobody likes us. So that's the case. I had like three people. I had somebody call me as soon as we lost. Call me to ask, like, just to rub it in. I'm like, bro, I'm a high school football coach. I got 15 to 18 year old kids. You know what I don't do is call people when they lose. Like, we got Scripps Ranch this week. If we beat Scripps Ranch, you know what I'm not going to do, Frank? I'm not going to call my buddies that went to Scripps and talk smack. I'm just not going to do it. I had one of my dad's high school friend's sons went to Point Loma.
You're not going
to
rub it
in. I haven't heard from that kid in like months. Guy texts me the next day immediately. I'm like, bro, what? Do you think he would have texted me if we would have beat Point Loma? No, absolutely not. It's crazy. But that's the territory. I mean, that's what I sign up for coaching at my high school. When you're at, you know, a place like us, expected to win.
It's like you're not TPing your neighbor's house either. Or was that kid for... Oh, that kid was with...
That's Scripps. Kid, yeah.
Scripps. Gotcha. Never mind.
100%. 100%. I mean, that was not a good team that we played. And we lost. They played hard, though. I'm going to tell you right now. They played their ass off. They played their ass off and wanted to win as a team. I loved it.
If it makes you feel any better, playing a safety at quarterback, Oklahoma State played a wide receiver at quarterback this week. So
former TCU guy.
If that makes you feel any better.
That's right. That guy was part of our program. We're a TCU guy. I mean, just the offense wasn't very good. Defense played well. Blocked the field goal. That was fun.
We saw that.
Yeah. But anyway, it was just miserable. I was miserable all week. I'll never not think about how bad that loss was. I mean, that team has just inferior talent to ours, which is so frustrating. But you know what they did? They had heart, and they wanted to play, and they played really well.
So I know. So I'll never wish you luck again because you lost the De La Salle after
well,
that.
Well, the De La Salle loss was going to happen.
And then I'll never not wear my Olympian ring again.
Yeah,
weeks
that
you
won't
play because you're 0-2 now when I don't wear that.
I did get to see, though, Friday was great because I did get to see Noah, who was the kid that had the bad injury.
Yes.
And the news was great about like his healing. Yeah, he was there. It was cool. It was the first time I got to see him. And he's the kid that like we always give crap to, like even when he does like a lot of great things, because he always wants like praise. And so he would be like he had a great block against St. Francis on a kick return for a touchdown. And he goes like, "Oh, did you see my block? You see, that started the kick return." I'm like, "Yeah, it's all right." What? He got a pick against Helix, and he kind of tripped after the fact, and he's like, "Did you see my pick, coach?" I said, "Yeah."
Saw that trip too.
You should have scored. Oh, I just can't win with you guys. So when he went down on against, it was such a bad. I was in tears. I mean, he's like one of my favorite kids to coach. He's a great, great young man. And I was in tears. It sucked. I could see him for the whole week, and I saw him at the game. I was so excited to see Noah at the game. It was cool that he got to be back out there, and he gave me the update. And things are going to go well. There's something with his break that was better, and it sounds like in a couple of weeks. Because I can't give the details, obviously, of him medically. But in a couple of weeks, he's going to get reevaluated, and he can start learning how to walk again.
Awesome.
Which is part of the deal. Like, he's got to learn how to walk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to be able to hopefully get going for next season. So that's going to be great. That's where it matters.
How was that flight? I'm sure right after surgery, getting
shook
around on a plane. That probably was pretty good.
He says it like it wasn't. He says his leg doesn't hurt that much. It's like more of like the stitches and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Flying for most people is brutal, but I can't imagine after having surgery on your lower leg.
Right.
Having to get into a plane, get on and off a plane. I could not imagine that. A fresh surgery, too.
Right.
Not like, oh, yeah, I'm off of surgery a couple of weeks. No, I'm off of surgery a couple hours. Yeah.
Hopefully we can get back to school. I mean, that's another accomplishment, right? Yeah. Had a little scooter he was scooting around on, which was great. So, fun stuff.
Go SD Aztecs in the chat.
Yeah, coach of a 4.0. Yeah, he could have had a 4.2. Maybe 4.3. I had to tell Noah because now I had to tell him on the thing. I was like, hey, you know, we're just giving you crap, dude. You're doing a great job. So I felt bad about it. But I mean, he's like the type of kid that makes me come back to coach more. Stuff like that. Anyway, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. John in North County, you're on the Braden Soprano Show. What's going on, John?
Brandon?
Braden is here. What's going on, John?
He draws the foul.
Hey, Brandon. calling from North County.
Mm-hmm.
My kids were Don alumni.
Nice. Love it.
But kind of disagree with you on your thoughts of last Friday's game.
Okay.
Considering all our injuries. But going back to the Padres, ever any thought about Trevor Hoffman being a pitching coach?
Trevor Hoffman being a pitching coach. John, appreciate the phone call. Well,
he draws the foul.
It's two for the two, Brandon, sir.
That's right. Somebody has an idea for bench this take as segments for the bad message boards. I don't know. I don't know if he would, whatever. I don't know. Does Trevor Hoffman want to be a pitching coach?
That stuff kind of comes down to
do they want to do it? Like people are like, Tony Gwynn Jr. I'm going to say right now, Tony Gwynn Jr. wants nothing to do with coaching a Major League Baseball team.
Nope.
Nothing to do with it.
And
a broadcaster as on its own is difficult.
I'm sure he will tell you guys very quickly coming up in about 45 minutes. No. I think that's how they're starting their show, actually.
Yeah, I will not be. He doesn't want to do it. I mean, it's funny, like the morning show was talking with like Woods, right? Like, well, what if they call you in for an interview? He's like, I'm not taking it. You wouldn't take the interview?
You kind of have to now, Bo.
Would you take the interview? First of all, they would never interview Woods or any of us. Would you take the interview to get wined and dined for 11 hours?
One hundo P.
You make it a PowerPoint to tell everybody how you'd fix the Padres?
I am milking that interview for all that it's worth. I'd do it
for a college job. I don't know. I wouldn't do it for a baseball job.
I would genuinely put up a reason as to why you guys are doing this, why you're giving me this time. I would genuinely try to get the job. Knowing full well that I'm not going to get the job.
What if you did get the job? Would you resign immediately saying you're unqualified?
Nope.
Selfish.
Nope, absolutely not. No, I'm sorry. I would be the dog in the lab coat holding the two beakers. I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. But I would take it, go run with it.
I had somebody at the Park 101 remote be like, I think you're going to be the next Padres manager. I was like, what? Like in the future? I'm like, first of all, no, I don't know anything about baseball at that level where I have to manage major. I'm like, what makes me qualified to do? I'm a talk show host and I coach high school football. Where in the resume does it say I can manage a baseball team?
What do you think of Jackson Merrill's swing path here?
Yeah, well, it looks good, I guess.
Yeah,
I
it looks... It's going through.
I can talk about things that I would want to do.
It's going through the zone and looked good to me.
folks in Rod's office have nominated Rod to manage the Padres. I vote for Rod. I'm going to put my hand up. I'd vote for Rod to be the Padres manager.
I would vote for Rod, but Rod, I love you, but if we're talking who's going to get the money, I want that money.
Rod, you're going to have to hire Frank to be some type of assistant to the assistant manager. Coach Frog, says Nate Taylor. That would be hilarious if someone called me Coach Frog on the football team. That would be hilarious. All right. We didn't get to our sports thread. We're going to get to that when we come back and then finish up what we need to say about Mike Schilt retiring. Finish up the Brayden Soprenet Show. Standing Storm on Sports Station 97.3.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The fan lower himself to the Padres. Is that what you said, Frank?
That is not even remotely close to what I said.
I can't remember you saying that. I don't remember you saying that Albert Pujols thinking the Angels job is better for Albert Pujols and therefore it is a way better coaching job.
No, I said. I said that because Albert Pujols played with the Angels and he and Artie Moreno have that relationship, that it would be easier for the Angels to hire him than the Padres.
Want to give us an update on the YouTube poll? Who would you like to see as the Padres' new manager? We'll give you four options. If you want somebody else, you could throw it in the
I'm going to end
deal.
The YouTube poll, actually. I just did.
You can end the music on the YouTube?
Oh, for God's
sake. I got it.
No, I got it. Right. Oh, you just turned it back on, you goofball McGundy. All right.
Go ahead.
48% of you said Ruben Niebla. 24% of you said Benji Gill. 16, Yadier Molina. Mark DeRosa at 12%, and I saw we couldn't put another because it limits us to four options.
Okay.
Poll is complete. Thank you to the 338 people who voted.
A lot of people.
On said poll.
Mm-hmm. What was the most popular name we saw in the chat today? Bruce Bochy, probably.
Oh, God, yeah, that would probably have been it.
He's not doing it.
Oh, he ain't.
Also heard it was kind of a circus in Texas last year. Anyway. I got to say, as miserable as the weekend was for all of the football teams that I watch and root for, I finished the weekend out great yesterday, Frank. You want to know why?
Your Chargers won?
They're not my Chargers. I was almost going to dance on their grave today, but then, you know, Miami is... Elo's Dolphins out-chargered the Chargers yesterday. The Dolphins score with like 40-something seconds left in the game, and they still can't keep the Chargers off the scoreboard. Mike McDaniel's going to get fired. Has he been fired yet today?
No, he is not. He's not.
How does he still have a job?
No idea.
How does he have the job? I will say, they might start being my Patriots. Patriots won. I like the Patriots without Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Drake May, money.
You were so excited yesterday because you knew that you got to wake up today and hear a sports threat.
I know. We're going to get to that in the next break. Executive decision. Sorry, Scraby. That's going to be the lead-in. Hey, you know what? Morning Show does it with the Rindle Report. We'll finish our show with that.
Way to just completely steamroll that wonderful transition there.
Couple of things. Okay. Saved on Sunday with homemade cheesesteaks. I posted them on my Instagram story. So good. I had never done it before. This is what I did. I went to the butchery in Del Mar. A little bit more expensive. Okay. It's a little expensive. I'm going to tell you right now, the butcher there was so stoked when I talked to him. How can I help you? Well, I'm thinking about making some cheesesteaks. What kind of ribeye you recommend? He was like, oh, that's sick. Awesome. Here, follow me. Shows me that this is going to be the best bang for your buck, ribeye-wise. I'm like, all right, cool. I'll take two of those. And I'm like, can you thinly slice them? He's like, oh, brother, of course. I thought you'd never ask. Guy's so excited to slice some meat,
Jesus.
Dude. Guy was so fired up. I was so excited. I was like, all right, this guy's great. This guy's buying into my cheesesteak night. Got some white American, got some yellow American. Got a griddle, flat top at my house. Put butter. I went and got, Vaughn's had like sourdough deli rolls that were like a foot long.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought a couple of those. Put some butter and some garlic on there. Awesome. Griddle, butter, raw onions. Slap the meat down. Let it cook a little bit to brown. I used the Blanco seasoning from Meat Church. Delicious. Started chopping on the griddle. Throw the cheese on there. Put the bread on top. Slap, bang, on the plate. Amazing. I'd have to say, the people at my house that lived in Philly said it was probably better than most Philly places. And I said it. I'm calling you out, Philly. Taking a lot of L's, Philly. Took an L with the Eagles back-to-back weeks. Took the L's with the Phillies. And now you're taking L's with cheesesteaks, big dog. Are you with or without onions on a cheesesteak?
I'm without, usually.
I like it. I like it with. I did a little Chipotle dressing on there, too, on the side of it. It was good, but it didn't need... Of course I toasted the bread, Nate. Of course I toasted the bread. Come on. Come on. You got to go look at it on Instagram. That was the other thing. Here's the other deal. Tomorrow, I'm in a little bit of dilemma, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
My friend that you know very well, she went to FIU.
Florida Worldwide.
Yes. They're playing Western Kentucky, which is my boy's place. And it's Big Red. And Big Red's wearing the Zombieland uniforms. We're planning on all watching the game tomorrow. I think it pitchers. Who do I root for? Florida Worldwide or my beloved Big Red with the Zombieland? How do I not root for Zombieland?
It's a very easy answer to that question.
I think she would say if he knows what's good for him, he would root for FIU.
That's about what I was going to say, yeah.
Yes, but it's Big Red. Maybe it's a win-win for me.
Listen,
maybe I can root for both. Big Red.
You'd kind of be stupid.
Nate Taylor goes, draw the line right now. Big Red. Michelle goes, Florida Worldwide, if you want to keep that ship going. A lot of Big Red votes. Lot of big red votes.
And again,
the only one that has said FIU has been the women in the chat.
It's going to be, by the way, we're calling it Florida Worldwide because Pitbull owns part of the, he bought the naming rights. So that's why we're calling it Florida Worldwide. Yeah. And until he doesn't own the football stadium anymore,
then it's going to be FIU
again.
It's West Kentucky, though.
That's cool.
It's Big Red.
That's cool, dude.
It's Big Red. And he's doing the Zombieland. And my buddy bought me one of the Zombieland shirts. I'm going to debut on
the
show.
Remember one of the first conversations that we had on the show?
Yeah.
Who would you least want to see handing you divorce papers? And we immediately thought of Big Red.
Big Red. That would be a rough one right there.
Would you might make it a reality, dude. Not saying that you're not married, but I'm just saying.
He's like, I'll accept Big Red this time. That sounds like a trap.
He's smart enough to recognize
that.
He's smart enough to recognize it.
I've been rooting for Big Red now for so long. It's hard not to root for Big Red.
I know. All three.
Plus.
All week.
It's not her undergrad. It's her grad school. It's different.
Brother, it's.
Grad school is different.
The answer is Florida Worldwide.
She barely watches FIU. She watches Penn State.
It doesn't matter,
she's a
bro.
Penn State fan.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying. Zombieland. Big Red. Maybe we'll find out tomorrow. We got CUSA action tomorrow, though. We got football every single day for the next 50 days. It's great. It's great news. Jack and Scripps Ranch are the Braden Soprenet Show. What's going on, Jack?
Hey, guys. So just quick comment. Going to miss Schilt. I felt like he had a good temperament as far as keeping it cool with the guys. But then, you know, if he needed to get pissed and throw his glasses or get into a fight with Dave Roberts, it was awesome. So wish him well. And then as far as for a successor, I think they might be onto something by throwing your name in the hat because, you know, you're a big picture guy with a vision and you used to keep the coach under control back in the day. And so I don't know. Don't dismiss it. Okay. That's all I got.
Jack, appreciate the phone call.
You also know full well that you cannot punt on a Manny Machado.
That's
prime
right.
Year.
Cannot punt on a Manny Machado prime year. Can't punt on a Manny Machado prime year. Big Red. It's a trap. I'm walking into a trap. I'll keep you updated on how it goes tomorrow. I don't have FIU gear or West Kentucky gear, but I do have a Zombieland Big Red shirt on the way. I do have that. I will be wearing that on the show at some point. Did you want one? You should have got one. How could you not root for a team that's wearing those uniforms? I'm saying. FIU better be wearing their Miami Vice uniforms to make it the best deal. Oh my God!
I just send you?
Here it is. Here it is. Look at the comment. Look at the comment in the chat. We got to go to break. Look at the comment in the chat. The only professional sports team is a change in coaching, and I'm listening about cheesesteaks and FIU.
Brother, we spent the first three hours of the show.
We talked about it for 3 hours. This is like 10 minutes. We didn't talk about it. 10 minutes. And guess what? We'll be talking about it when we come back. Sports Thread and the Padres. Manager Mike Schilt has announced his retirement. Braden Soprano Show. Final segment coming back.
No. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you heard the segment, so I might be in danger tomorrow. We'll keep you updated.
Told you, dude.
I said I might. I don't know. Who knows? We'll keep you updated. We did not participate in the Midday Sports Standoff. If you could take me down in sports trivia, you'd be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize. A trip to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum and Caesars Palace. A two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesars Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. All guests on 97 Through the Fan, join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. Facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro criminal defense attorneys, helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Now, that being said, we got to get to today's sports thread. Let's get to it.
One that's always blowing up with the biggest sports takes, debates, and breaking news.
You got barbecue back there, and you didn't invite me.
Yeah, we've got that too. Welcome to the Sports Thread, where we break down the top five stories in sports, just like you would with your crew.
Oh, no! Disaster! What a bad idea!
No filters, no silence, just real talk.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Stop sitting on the sidelines. QC Kinetics gets you back in the game without surgery. To learn how, visit QCKinetics.com.
All right, I did see in the chat, I got to get to this. I respond to it. Harry Balky says, did you catch the USD Drake game? Do we know the significance of Harry Balky? It's one of the kids that coached at Cathedral. He is the kicker for Drake. After he spent 4 years at Benedictine, kicked the game-winning field goal for the Drake Bulldogs over the USD Toreros
Saturday. Congratulations.
That's the only successful part about that game. USD has now lost on the final play to Drake 3 years in a row. They lost on a Hail Mary at USD 2 years ago. They lost on a game-winning field goal last year. And then, if it had to be anybody, the fact that it was Harry Balky, local product, I'm okay with that. Great kick, big dog. Shout out to Harry Balky.
I was going to say, I was surprised. You said you were doing the USD volleyball.
I did. I did do USD volleyball instead of football. USD volleyball won in 4 against Oregon State. So that's where I was. I was going to go out and watch some of the football game to see our kicker. He didn't even kick for me. He wasn't even one of our kickers. He played tight end for the Dons. Then I don't know if he kicked at Benedictine or not. I can't remember. Or if he actually played football, but now he's a kicker in his grad year. Had one more year left. Went to Drake. Is their kicker. And kicked the game-winning field goal in his hometown against USD. Congrats to Harry. All right, let's get to the sports thread.
Let's do that. First of all,
number one.
Want to hear about a wild injury story?
Sure.
The Indianapolis Colts were going about their usual Sunday morning routines ahead of their 1 p.m. Eastern time kickoff against the Arizona Cardinals when a seemingly normal day became anything but. Backup quarterback Anthony Richardson Sr., before leaving the locker room, sustained a bizarre injury while using elastic bands to stretch for the game. The incident left Richardson with an orbital fracture, according to Coach Shane Steichen, I guess that's how you pronounce that, and required hospitalization. The specifics are murky, but the source said the incident happened when the apparatus players used to attach the warm-up bands malfunctioned, resulting in an impact with Richardson's face. Richardson was inactive for the win against Arizona and could miss more time. Right now, Riley Leonard is the primary backup. Why? This just feels so unlucky for Anthony Richardson, who has had such an unlucky career.
Yeah, that is very unlucky. Yeah, that's unfortunate news. It's tough to overcome that.
And didn't one of their safeties get knocked out?
Oh yeah,
pregame.
One of their safeties was doing his early warm-ups, and he went full speed into the tight end that was doing his own warm-ups. Almost knocked him out. Got a concussion.
I
saw that tweet. They had two tweets back to back with like Adam Schefter, and somebody responded like two injuries during pregames, and somebody's like, "What in the world are the warm-ups that the Colts are doing?"
I mean, it's just unbelievable what happened there.
Number two,
Penn State suffered an immediate hit to their recruiting yesterday, as a slew of recruits decommitted in the aftermath of the school's decision to fire James Franklin following 12 seasons with the program. Less than an hour after Franklin was fired, four-star 2027 recruit Keeman Spell, the number one recruit in the 2027 cycle and number 15 player in ESPN's Junior 300, decommitted from the Nittany Lions. Two other ESPN Junior 300 recruits, offensive tackle Leighton Von Brandt and cornerback Gabriel Jenkins, also announced Sunday that they will be decommitting from Penn State's 2027 class upon news of the coaching change. In all, 27 kids have decommitted to Penn State since the firing of James Franklin. Big oversight by Penn State on this one.
Well, that's until they get their new coach, and whoever their new coach is about to pick up like 20 new commits that he has somewhere else. I mean, if you're Penn State and you're able to get a guy like Kurt Cignetti, wouldn't you get his? I mean, you're going to get probably most of his recruiting class. So those players are not going to be there, and that's what happens, and you understand that. And, you know, you can't just hang on to a coach that you don't think is going to get the job done for you because of a couple players that you might get via signings that also are not going to be there for all 4 years in this day and age of college football. So that was expected. Yeah. And here's the thing. If you're one of those players, like, the guy that wanted you there is not there anymore, why would I go to that school?
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Yeah.
And have you seen the reports that Adidas had a lot to do with James Franklin's firing?
I did see that. I did see that, but I don't know how true that is. Because some other Penn State reporter said it was BS. So who knows? But
rumors.
If that's where the money's coming from, maybe.
Rumor and innuendo.
Number three.
The mass of Colorado fans spilled out of the seats onto the field after beating number 22 Iowa State. Because wasn't Colorado ranked last year?
They were, yeah.
Yeah, so they've been ranked recently, so this is definitely a major underdog. It was a sight that Buffalo's coach Deion Sanders loved to see, because of course he did. It might very well lead to a reprimand, a fine, or both. Either way, it is the second straight home game with an incident involving the crowd at Folsom Field. Not only that, but a kid was actually crushed under the goalpost.
Oh, my God.
in that stampede.
Terrifying.
Can we please, please...
It's not cool anymore.
Stop this madness.
It's not cool anymore.
It's not. It's so dumb. Stop doing it.
Number four.
Tua Tagovailoa had a couple of things to say after a loss leading to a 1-5 start, including having a problem with some attendance at a player-led meeting. Shortly after Miami's 29-27 loss to the Chargers, Tagovailoa, who has... asked how players can refrain from feeling sorry for themselves. The Dolphins have now lost their last four games this season, in which it trailed by one score or more in the final 2 minutes. Tagovailoa, who threw the go-ahead touchdown but also three interceptions, mentioned that possible changes to player-led meetings throughout the week. He said, quote, "I think it's to start with leadership in helping articulate that for the guys that what we're expecting out of guys," he said. "We're expecting this. We are getting, are we getting that? Are we not getting that? We have guys showing up to player-only meetings late, guys not showing up to player-only meetings at all. There's a lot that goes into that. We don't have to make this, do we have to make this mandatory? Do we not have to make this mandatory?" That's a big issue as far as the culture within the team if you have players missing player-only or player-led meetings.
It's probably not great. They're a mess down in Miami. They have been a mess. They've always been a mess. The Miami Dolphins are a mess.
Anyway, Miami Dolphins not number one.
Not number one.
Number five.
Last one of the day.
Yes, the Big Ten is closing in on voting on a capital agreement that will infuse the league schools with more than $2 billion. It's billion with a B. There has been momentum in recent days for the deal to push forward, and the structure of the complicated agreement is coming together. A vote is expected in the near future. The framework calls for the formation of a new entity, Big Ten Enterprises, which would hold all league-wide media rights and sponsorship contracts. This is yet another glimpse into the future for college athletics, is it not?
Pro football. It's pro football. I don't think all the athletics are going to be like that. I think you're going to have a form of pro football and a form of pro basketball at the college level. That's what it's going to. They're going to ruin such a great thing. That's why they're expanding the NCAA tournament.
They are.
Aztecs not ranked in the top 25. BS.
Yeah, we'll get to that
in college
tomorrow.
Basketball. We'll get that tomorrow. They did receive votes for football, though. That's kind of cool. They received one vote in football. But it was number 24 in the country. The Kentucky guy had San Diego State ranked 24th in the country.
Love Kentucky.
Love it. I've always liked Kentucky. Bourbon Trail. Great. Great for the Aztecs, apparently. Martin Santee, you're on the Brayden Supredit Show to finish off this Monday. What's going on?
It's great to talk to you to start the week with quite a surprise.
Yeah.
But I hope fandom out there realize that, you know, Schilt, the Padres, they had 72 sellouts, you know, this year, 90-plus wins again. And he's got the pressure of the community on us. And you see, I mean, every day in your chat, there's haters about something. He's got the world on his shoulders of the franchise, of the community. And again, probably doesn't delve into the haters, but he knows they're out there every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I wish him all the best in his future endeavors. And I really think, I mean, it's got to get to you. And Brayden, you spoke to it a little bit earlier. I mean, you got parents coming after you after a loss to Point Loma. I mean, really? You know, like you said, 15 to 18 year old, you're doing your best for very low pay. And, you know, all of that. Oh, and I did want to just throw in a little, maybe a thought for the game tomorrow is maybe get into like a coach speak mode, very technical, you know, where so everyone is kind of hating on you, like for being like, you know, you call the next play or all of this and all of that. And then you just sit back and let them enjoy the game and laugh at them.
So, yeah, exactly.
Anyway, take care.
Martin, appreciate
good luck with that.
Thank you very much. Right, appreciate the phone call. That is the thing with coaching, though. It's like the difference is some of us are trying our product out there every single day, and somebody's not. It's easy just to sit there and criticize. But you know what? It is what it is, and We'll see what happens next week. Anyway, that was a show that was very unplanned today.
Went well, though, I would say.
It's already over. I'm out of breath. Screaming too much, Frank. So much passion.
I know, right?
Some of us are passionate. Might not be your cup of tea, but you know what? You still follow me and you still listen every single day.
You know what the best part about doing nothing that we had planned on doing today is?
We got a show planned tomorrow.
Tomorrow's show is already written. I have literally nothing to do other than post the new YouTube page.
Zombieland Big Rig?
You're getting in trouble, man.
No, I'm not.
Every time
you keep getting
yourself in more and more
trouble.
Justin
Hughes knows what we're talking about. We didn't even mention Mike Schilt getting retiring today.
Didn't even mention it.
Nope. Didn't mention it one time. Tomorrow at 10 in the morning to start our show, AJ Preller press conference will be aired on the airwaves commercial free. For Frank Marchese, I'm Braden Ciprenet. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Gwynn and Chris coming up next. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Ciprenet Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. You can also follow the show on social media at B_SURP show. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.